Today's Gemara is Yivam Daf Tes. Today's Daf, and we are on Chesam Abeis. We'll go back a couple of lines from where we ended off, and we'll pick up at the two dots. Chesam Abeis Gufa. So we're still in the sugya. We're almost done. We're almost there at the end of Tesam and Aleph today. It will be the end of this few blot sugya that we've been talking about in terms of the sources for the Gemara and what was the need for the Gemara to have to give us a source. That's when we get into the Asi Dochalosa say. And the need to tell me that Asi Dochalosa say Sheish Bokari is normally, and that is why you need the Pasuk to tell me here, it would be Usser. So, in that context, we had a couple of different sources, Machlokas, what is the general source for Asi Dochalosa say, and what is the source over here by Yibam. So, Gufa the Gemara said, Rebbe Omer, V'lakach V'lakacha, right, it says, an extra hay by Yibum, v'yibim v'yibma. It says v'yibma, an extra hay. Le'esor soros v'arayos. That's what we had last time. These extra letters helped teach us to aser soros and arayos. Both cannot do Yibum b'maka mitzvah. So Gemara says, midi soros k'siva hacha. Does it say anything about soros in this pasuk? It says v'lakacha and v'yibma. So what are you relating this to Tzaros? The Ode Tzaros mi Litzror Nafken. Don't we know Tzaros from Litzror as we had earlier? So Gemara says, Litzror Mafik Le Rebbe Likidir Reb Shimon. Litzror is used up for Reb Shimon. What's Reb Shimon? Beis Hashem, we'll get to that later in the Masechta. Rashi goes to Gemara at the beginning of the third parak, Daf Chavches, which we'll actually relate to Beis Hashem a little bit later today. But that is for a different source. And Tzara, so Gemara says, Hei Chaksiva. Where does it say, talk about Sarah? So, Haki Kamar. Im Kain, Le Makra, Vilakach. My Vilakach, Vilakcha. What is the extra phrase? So, we darshin, call Hei Chadika, Treli Kuchen. If there is a choice of who to marry, Diboy Nasaf Hai, Diboy Nasaf Hai, Sharya. In a case where you would have a choice of who to marry, either of these women, so then there is a Efsharis Lakicha, then there is a possibility to do marriage. That's where it is mutter. The ilo, but if one of them is not a possibility, one of them is asur, so then travayu asurin, so then they are both asur, that's how you know the word sara, it's hidden in the extra word of not just v'lakach, but v'lakacha, so that is teaching me a double likuchin, only if there's a chance to do either or, to marry either or, so then they would both be mutter, and if not, then they are both asur. If one's off limits, then they are both off limits. That's the hidden remez to Tzara. V'yibma, and V'yibma adds, as we have had before, B'makam Yibam hu da'asira Tzara, shlo b'makam Yibam shayit Tzara. Only b'makam Yibam, if a brother dies and he has a couple of wives, then one of those wives are poter Tzaro sehem. But if there's a stranger, somebody not related to the brother, and he happens to have a couple of wives, and one of them is a erva, so that if he dies, so then the man, the brother, would be able to marry any of those other women. The co-wives do not. The whole issur of co-wives does not apply. Shalom b'makom yibam. Period. That's all within Rebbe. V'rabbanan. What about the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan who learn back on Daf Gimel from Aleha and not from Ulakacha. So what do they do with Ulakacha? V'rabbanan haimi Ulakacha my avdi leizmi ba'ilahu. Look at the Rabbi Yossi Rechanina. They use it for the following important halachas. Tal Rabbi Yossi Rechanina. Ulakacha melameid shemegarsha beget umachzira. What does it mean? Ulakacha and he can marry her? That, let's say, the man does Yibum. So now they're fully married. To get rid of the marriage now, one would need a get. Chalitza can only be used as a preventative measure. It's not so preventative. There is a zika there already. But preventing a full marriage. And once they do yibum, then they're fully married. Megar shavaget, they need a get to undo the marriage. Umachzira, an added chiddush, that not only that, but let's say the yavam divorces his yavama, he's allowed to be machzer grushaso. One might have said that once there was a mitzvah of yibum at one time, that was a limited heter of Ashes Ach, and after that, he's not allowed to marry her again. You were allowed to do it once, but once the Isser would be Choser Vineyur. The Isser would be, it was Nidcha at the time, but it wouldn't be Nidcha forever, so he wouldn't be able to remarry her if he didn't marry somebody in between. Right? Machzer Grushasa is an Isser Daraisa to marry one's Grusha after he marries somebody else in the middle. There's one of the Averas in the Torah called To'eva. Toeva, he says in Kiseitse, right? Five or six Averos, the Torah calls a Toeva. Not always, I think we pointed this out in the past, that by the different Averos, different things are called Toeva. Most of the time, it's the act that's called Toeva. Sometimes, like Avodah Zarah, is called the item that's called Toeva. Only once or maybe twice is the person called Toeva, right? By the end of Kiseitse, where it talks about dishonest weights and measures. Tovas Hashem kol ose eile. Anyone who does these activities are called toeva, an abomination to God. But most other times, when the Torah talks about toeva, it's either the act or the item that is involved. But that's Megarsha Begenu Machzira. What is important about that? The lumdus behind that line, this is one of the major sugyos of Yivamis, is how do we compare Yibum to a regular marriage? And how do we compare chalitza to a get? Right, that is the, and here, this, once they're married, they're married. Is there any vestige of the dead husband's marriage? We'll talk about later the ksuba of the dead husband. Is that the ksuba that the brother takes upon himself? You know, do we see any remnants of the brother, so to speak, in this new marriage? That's Megarsha Begenu Machzira. Lamaisa, no. Lamaisa, this is a new marriage, and it's finished. And now Chalitza would not be able to come onto the scene, right? One would need get. If you look on the first daf in Maseches Sanhedrin, we know that the first amud is the whole list of what you need Batei Dinim for. What do you need? 3, 4, and 23, and 71. A whole list. So the Mishnah there lists off Mi'unin and Chalitza as needing a bezin of three. Those we'll get back to in a minute. Mi'un, as we know, we mentioned earlier, if a father is dead, and therefore he has a ktana child who cannot get married mi'un to araisa, because she cannot accept it for herself, she is a ktana, and her father can't because her father's dead. So the Rabbanan enacted kiddushe mi'un, allow the mother and the brothers to accept kiddushin on her behalf, and she is married midrabanan, rabbinically, we'll get to that, 13th parak is all about mi'un, and if she wants out of that marriage, she just walks out, mi'un, in front of Bezdin, that's what the Mishnah tells us, mi'unin and chalitza, chalitza mi'unin or bishlosha. Rashi says, how do you know that you need three for mi'un, to witness the mi'un? Rashi says, well, after all, called the tikkun rabbanan kein daraisa tikkun. Everything the rabbanan enacted is kein daraisa. Called the tikkun rabbanan kein daraisa tikkun. So that's a Rashi. So all the achronim get in on the act. What's Rashi referring to? Mi'un requires three as a parallel to some daraisa that also needs three. What is mi'un patterned after? Doesn't say in Rashi. Rashi just says called the tikkun rabbanan kein daraisa tikkun. Says the Nodabi Yehuda and Tshuva. What is it patterned after? Gerushin. Gerushin. Just like Gerushin needs three. Where does it say that in Shas? Not clear. There's even a line in the Gemara that sounds like you don't need it. It's a rhetorical line. I think in Baba Basra that says, called the Megarish, but Beidina Megarish. Everybody gets divorced at a Bezdin? No. Sounds like from that line that you need Edim for Gerushin. But you don't need the Mesira Karsi, the Chasima Karsi, but who does need a Bezdin? There's no Gemara that seems to say explicitly that you need a Bezdin. They're a Diyukim, but the Nodabi Yehuda says, that's what Rashi is referring to. Mion, after all, says the Nodabi Yehuda's pattern after Gerushin. Gerushin breaks up a marriage, and Mion breaks up a marriage. So that's the Nodabi Yehuda shot of Rashi. If you look at the Rishash there, if you look at the Maram Shif there, on the first office in Hedron, they say, well, if Gerushin needs three, why isn't it in the Mishnah? The Mishnah lists off every single case you can think of that requires a bezin of three. And it doesn't have Gerush in there. That's the biggest riot that it's not true. Right? Yeah, what does the line say? Mi chalitza umiyun bishlosha. Where's Gerush in? Halacha lamaisa. Do you need a bezin in front of whom to get divorced? Or do you just need Edim? That's the chumra of the Rabbi Yehuda to require three. But what does the Rishash, what does the Maram Shif say? They say it's patterned after Chalitza. That's what Miyud is patterned after. Chalitza. They're both a refusal. Where does the word Miyud come from anyway? Comes from Me'ain, right? Me'ain, from the in the Parsha of Yibum. Me'ain Yivami, he refuses. So the other Yehuda would say back, yeah, but Mian is breaking it meikaro, Chalitza is breaking it now, like Gerushin. I get back and forth. But that is a very fruitful area to look at the relationship between these three concepts. Mian, Chalitza, and Get. Right? Say, but we know there are halachic differences, like our Gemara says right here. Once the marriage is a marriage, Chalitza doesn't work anymore. Chalitza doesn't work anymore, you need Get. But this is the one of the areas to look at, just like that Gemara in the Mishnah, in Sanhedrin Daf Beis, right here on this line, Megarsha Beget, Umach Zira, and then take her back. Good. Tosfos here also discusses implicitly. Tosfos doesn't say it beferish, but Tosfos here in Melamed, Tosfos says Vitema, right in the middle of Tosfos, De Mashma De Labia Shnia Lo Tzarech Kra Lahatir. Right, it says here that once the first the Maisa Yibum is allowed, you don't need a separate heter to matter the later. The fact that the Yavam is allowed to stay with his wife. Later on in Daf Chaf, we'll talk about the cases of where there's an Isser Lav, and then what was the Asa Yochalosa say if let's say the Kohen, there's a Kohen Yavam, and his dead brother's wife previously had been Nisgareish, and that was go. So we'll get to that, in terms of Bia Rishona and Bia Shnia, by the Isser Lav, but not a regular case. Regular case of Yibam, says Tosos. Sounds like for the Gemara, what's the whole chiddush in the Gemara? That once you're married, then you're allowed to stay married, and even after you get divorced, you're allowed to be machzor grushaso. That's where you need a chiddush of the pasuk. What about the stay married? You don't need a separate pasuk to tell me that might be a shniyah's mutter and be a shlishis is mutter. Why? Because once the heder of Yeshus Ach is allowed, then it stays for the whole marriage. So he asks Tosos, what's the difference? What's the difference between the rest of the marriage and a case of machzor grushaso? It's both the same woman. Okay, so it's a new marriage, but once you do the ma'aseh bia, you're still doing the mitzvah of yibum every time you live with your wife. So says Tosfos, the tema, the mashma de labia shnia lo tzarek kol ahatir v'yamai hamitzvah de rama rachmana alei avda mi bia rishona. You already did the mitzvah of bia rishona. You already tell me bia shmia is also matired. So where's the pasuk for it? Just like you have a pasuk for machzor grushaso, so you should need a pasuk for this. Answers Tosfos, v'yesh lomar de bia shnia lo tzricha kra disvarahu. Disvara. It's logic. Delo ama rachmana yavo aleha lagarsha achar bia rishona. It can't be. It can't be. That's what the Torah has in mind. Get married and then divorce her. If the one bia. That can't be. That's what Tosfos says. Can't be. Umikamako bia shni lo dach yechai vilavid de rishusi. Veleka asi ala bia rishona. Okay, that's, we'll give you the Gemara later on in Daf Chaf. What does Tosfos say, even though he doesn't say it beferish? It's rachel darche noam. It can't be like the Tosfos already said on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. It can't be the Torah tells you to get married and then get divorced tomorrow. You want to? You have a choice of getting divorced. But it can't be the Torah would allow and demand and obligate be a Rishona and then automatically say be a Shnia in a normal case. In a case where there's an Isser Lav, that's an unusual case. And we'll have to talk about that later on. But in terms of a regular case, the Torah will tell you, yeah, have be a Rishona and then get divorced and then have to get divorced. Can't be. Durachecha darchinov, the Torah would never allow. So once this comes up again, just one source I did not get to mention on Daf Beis. We mentioned that this is a sugya that comes up all the time, but it is a context where Rishonim and Achronim throw in this principle. Either the Gemara has it only in one or two places. The Gemara has it by Hadas, figuring out what a Hadas is. And the Gemara has one suggestion of the Flamme Beis and Sukkah. Maybe it's this, which has thorns. Can't be. Durachar Dachinoam. It can't be the Torah wants you to shake something every day and hold something that has thorns. Rabbeinu Bachai uses this principle in Parsha Shmini, where he says, it's interesting that we have eight shratzim. They're not only a rasser to eat, but are metame. All shratzim are rasser to eat. But there are eight of them that also make you tame, shmona shratzim. Why isn't the snake one of the shratzim? You would think the Nachash is the worst, the symbol. Why isn't the snake Tameh and Mitameh? Says Rabbeinu Bachai, Durachecha Darchei Noam. The snakes are dangerous. We want you to kill the snake and get rid of it as soon as you see it. If it's Mitameh you, you might have second thoughts. Maybe becoming Tameh, I want to go to the Beis HaMikdash today. You might have second thoughts about killing it. So the Torah says, Durachecha Darchei Noam, the Torah does not make it Tameh. Fascinating, Rabbeinu Bachai, Perek Yud Aleph in Shmini, Pasuk Lamed. Aval Inyan Ahu Miklali Darkei HaTorah. Shekhol Nesiv Osei HaShalom. Shelo Ratzta L'Tamei HaNachash B'Maga'o Shem Kein Haya Adam Nimna Milahargo Kidei Shelo Yitamei. V'chula, Rabbeinu Bachai. Where else do we have this? One other, just quote these two, the Radvaz. The Radvaz in the Tshuva, in Tshuva 1052. Aleph Nun Beis. The case is, Rachmana Litzlan, there was a Jew that was forced by a governmental official. The official came over and said, let me cut off one of your limbs or I am going to kill your friend. That was the choice. It wasn't that I'll kill you or I'll kill your friend. That's one of the big three. Person has to be killed instead of allowing, they have to allow themselves to be killed rather than kill their friend. Right? Allow me to kill you, but then they had a choice. Right? I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill your friend. Okay. Right? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin and in Psachim, who says your blood is greater. But under this case, I'm going to cut off your limb. And if you don't let me to cut off your limb, so then I will, if you put up a fight, then I'm going to kill your friend. So what's the halacha in that case? Yesh omrim, says the Radvaz, shechayev l'haniach l'katis haever. You have to let them, right, cut off your limb. Ho ve'eino meis. You're not going to die from it. So if you're not going to die from it, so then you have to save your losavra damriyacha. You have to allow yourself to be mutilated in order to save your friend. But after that, he says, zumidus chasidus. Maybe that's midas chasidus. Aval ledin yeshuva. I do not think so. I don't think that is the case. And he gives four or five explanations. Number one, he says, who says that's not going to be fatal? Accidents have happened. Visu dilma ide chatichas efer afo pishena shema tuliyabo shema yesi bimenu dam har bevi yamus umay chazes dam chaver sumak tvei dama dam adidei sumak tvei. You're allowed to protect yourself. You're not allowed to kill your friend. But if I know that this guy is going to kill one of us, I'm not allowed to protect myself. Self-defense? I could do that. I'm not allowed to kill my friend. But I'm allowed to protect myself. V'ani ra'isi, says the Radvaz 500 years ago. Ani ra'isi echad shemeis al yedei shesarto es uzno sritos dakos lahotzi mehem dam. I've seen somebody die from little cuts in the ear. V'yotza kol kach et shemeis v'harei en lecha ba'adam ever kal ka'ozen v'koshkenim yachtuchu oso. Cool, and it continues with a few reasons, and then he says, what's related to us? Oh, almost, I'm sorry. Visu, da Torah amra, petza takas patza, kaviyah takas kaviyah, v'yafilu hachi. Even though the Torah says, a limb for a limb, an eye for an eye, chashashu shemai de kaviyah yamus, v'tar amra, ayin takas ayin, v'lo nefesh v'ayin takas ayin, v'lchu v'lchin amra, mishlan mamon, v'adavar barur, that zoz yiracho shiyamus b'na kaviyah, yosem ha-chitichas eiver, and then he says, v'fisu dechziv, t'racheh adarche na'am. The Torah, as much as we can fathom, we have to make it logical. He assumes that's not Durachar Dachinoam. Hilkach eini roet tamudin ze elamidus chasidus. The ashrei chelko mishiyuchol lamod bazeh. Right, you might say based on some of these reasons, it's not even lachadchila. But he says, midus chasidus. If one could do that, if he may suffix sakharis the fashas, then for sure it's a chas shota, and suffix today is adif mi vade de chavre. But that is another example of derecher dachinoam. The Tosas here doesn't see the words beferish, but it's definitely what he's driving at. It can't be that the Torah tells you to get married and then get divorced the next day. So you don't need a pasuk. Once the Torah maters be a rishona, it must mater the entire marriage. But a new marriage, even to the same person, who says that's included? That's why our pasuk required a limud for a machzor grusha. So, megarsha beget u'machzira. Okay, six lines up. V'yimma. What do they use v'yimma for? Al-karcha. Right, that is even al-karcha. Yibum could even be against the will of the yivama. Another halacha that relates to marriage. What is the relationship between yibum and a regular marriage? Because regular marriage cannot be bal-karcha. Regular marriage has to be baratzon, regular kiddushin. It has to be baratzon of the isha. She has to want it. That's why the Masada Kiddushin at every wedding tells the woman to stick out her finger before she puts the chazan puts the ring on. That is basically saying, I acquiesce, and I want to get married. The edim have to know that she's interested, that she wants it to be done. That's part of the das that is required for yibam. Good. Muchashchin, right? So muchashchin, there might be certain objective cases that we say that cannot be balkarcha, but everything else being considered. But yes, muchashchin we had before, that on daf dalar on aleph, we have that the minan levam shenachlan muchashchin she'ein chos minosa, or not chosim, who are based on the connection to los achsam sharbadisho. So that was in certain cases, right? But in a certain case where yibam should take place, that's where we're, it works. Or even b'di'evan. Like the Mishnah says in the seventh parak, right, or in the sixth parak, Habal Yavimto, right, in the case where the Baisabiyah takes place against her will, somehow the Yibam still worked there. Okay. For Rebbe, how does Rebbe know these last two halachas? Because Rebbe used ulakacha for something else. So what does he, how does he know this? Rebbe Yosef Bar Chanina mili isha nafka, from that word, al karcha mi yavama yavo aleha nafka. Good. For Rebbe, hi olam ayavilei. So Rebbe, what does he use alah for? The Rabbanon, we got into this whole discussion of what do they use ulakacha for, because they use alah to teach me the halacha of Sa'erva and Sarah's Erva being Aser. So Rebbe didn't use that for that halacha. So Rebbe, hi, alel my avilei, mi boile l'kidatanya. He uses it for the following brisa. Ein chayavin bezdin ela al davar shes donakar shigas achatas. Bezdin is only obligated to bring a par helam davar shel tzibur, the topic of Maseches Harios, where bezdin advises and paskins to Bnei Yisrael to violate an avera incorrectly, and then they realize their mistake, and most of the tzibur listen to them. Maseches Harios discusses what does that mean. It at least means most of the tzibur in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara there says that the tzibur in Chutz La'aretz does not count to be called the definition of tzibur. Tzibur is only in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it could go by rov of a shevet, even. Maybe rov of each shevet. That could be enough for a parlam davar shel tzibur. That's a machlokas, a discussion in the Tanaim. But that's a parlam davar shel tzibur. So that only applies by an avera, that if one would do a b'mezid, it would be chiyav karis, and b'shogeg a chiyav chatas. If they tell somebody to eat pig, tell somebody to do any other avera that's a losase stam greda, so then when the halacha of parayam davar shel tzibur does not apply there. What's the chiddush of parayam davar shel tzibur? Even though most of Klal Yisrael did it, and they should all bring karbanos chatos, special chiddush din that Bezdin brings one karban on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, all of the tzibur that did it. So that halacha only applies by an avera that is karis and chatas. V'chein ha-mashiach, the special din by a Kohen Gadol, the averas that, the karbanos that he brings. Perek Dalet of Sefer Vayikra talks all about the different types of chatos, which we'll get to soon. So that halacha of a Kohen Mashiach only brings his special karban by, again, an avera that's zona karis yugos al-chatas. The first mission in Krisus lists off the 36 chayev Krisus that are chayev chatas. V'lo b'avodas kochavim, and also the special din of avodas zara. What is that referring to? We know Parsha Shlach tells us about most of Karban Chatos is discussed in Perek Dalet in Navayikra. We have a little bit in Perek Tezvav in Bamidbar in Shlach relating to avodas zara. Rashi here says, though, we're talking about again Sibur. Tzibur, Bezdin, Paskins, the Gabi Avodah Zara, special carbon there, so that only applies El Adavar Shechayev and Ozono Kares, Vishigagaso, Chatas. Vitzna Nami, and also the Mishnah tells us in Harios, Kamisa Shabbat Torah, Shechayev and Ozono Kares, Vishigagaso, Chatas, by all of those Aveiros, these are the rules. Yachid is based on Psukim and Chumash. Yachid may be Kispa Osiira. That's what a regular Yachid brings if he does an Aveira. Somebody's Bechal Shabbos Peshogi. A Nasi, the king, may be Seir. Mashiach u'bezdin, Kohen Gadol and Bezdin mevi'in par. U'ba'avodas kochavim, as we just said, by Shlach, there are separate rules by the Avera of Avodah Zarah. Yachid, Nasi, u'mashiach mevi'in se'ira. U'bezdin, says on the side, mevi'im par v'se'ir. Par la'ola v'se'ir l'chatas. That's the Brisa. That's what then, what, how are we going to know all of these rules? From the word Aleha. Right, that's how Rebbe is going to bring why this is all here, totally different context. That's what it's going to teach me. Again, these are all carbon eschatas. Is it interesting? In terms of minyan hamitzvos, there is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Bahag. How many mitzvos do you count for all these carbon chatas? Carbonos chatas. We know there's a yachid and a melech and avodah zarah and a kohen mashiach. All different karbanos that are brought. How many mitzvahs do you count? The Rambam counts one. One, actually two, but it's really one. One mitzvah for the Yisrael to bring the karban, who's mechuyev, kol misha mechuyev karban chatas. That is one mitzvah. And there's another mitzvah of the maisa karban chatas. The Rambam in mitzvah samach tes, in mitzvahs asay, shetzivanu jayakrev kol misha shagag b'cheit v'yiya yachid, carbon chatas. V'armer yisalav in nefesh achas techateh b'shkaga, v'zui chatas kavua, klomar shihila olam chatas behema. Kfar biyarnu, and the Rambam continues, and has this as his only mitzvah. It doesn't say a beferish here, the chinuch says a beferish. The chinuch goes into, in the mitzvah, the chinuch has the Rambam's count. Mitzvah kufchaf aleph, he quotes the halacha of a yachad bringing a carbon chatas, and he says, Nimse Islamic Kalavir Shabatar Sha Yachin Mivi Ashagas and Khatas Kavua Shlosha Va Arboim Haim, Seva Khashov, Khin Timsaim, and you'll have it. And continued in there, he says, are all the other chatos also included, right? Not Olav Yored, but these chatos. The Rama has a separate mitzvah on the Kohanim, right, to do the carbon, the maisa of the carbon chatas, right? One mitzvah for every chatas. And again, as I said, included in this is the hedyot, the nasi, the kohen gadol, avodah zara. All of them are included. The minchas and later on we have the maisa chatas from Parshas Tzav. Look at Rav Sadia Gaon, he has four separate mitzvos. Four separate mitzvahs for the chatas of a yachid, the chatas of avodah zara, the par kohen mashiach, and the sir nasi. Our Gemara says it's different karbanos. Different karbanos. So just to put it into another context, remember the Rambam that we've mentioned by Mechusrei Kapara, Zav Zava Yoledes and Mitzora. The Rambam says, well, Zav and Zava are counted as separate mitzvos because they're different karbanos. But he doesn't only say that. It's different karbanos because they're obligated based on different conditions, right? The days and times that you're going to have the re'ios. But Mitzora and Mitzoras is one mitzvah. So the Achronim point out here, it is interesting that the Rambam, all of these sources that we have in our Gemara here, the Nasi, the Mashiach, the Yachid, the Avodah Zarah, the Rambam counts as one mitzvah for those who are obligated to bring them. And then one mitzvah on the Kohen to do the Avodah of all of these Chatos. But that is the Rambam. And the Bahaga, the Rav Sadia Gaon, counts four separate mitzvahs. The Mitzvah Samalach, Rabbi Sement in his Sefer on the Rambam, in Mitzvah Zasei Samach Tes, discusses what the Nukudas HaMachlokas is between the Rambam and Rav Sadia Gaon. And it goes to the root of, is the mitzvah to bring the karbon and zeo, I'm finished? Or is the mitzvah also connected to the maisa of the karbon, the kapara that the karbon brings? I'm a Yisrael, I bring the karbon, I give it to the Kohen. Am I finished? I didn't get kapara yet. That's true. But am I finished with why my mitzvah of Havas Karban? He says the Rambam would hold yes, based on other Rambams. Yes, the mitzvah's finished. So it's all the same mitzvah. Bring your Karban Chatas, whichever animal it is, but bring your Karban to the Beis HaMikdash. While Rav Sadia Gaon says no, the mitzvah includes the Kapara element, and each Kapara is very different here. Right? There's even different Avodos for the kaparis. Anyway, that is a very important machlokas. We shown him how many mitzvahs are counted here in all these chatos. We'll get back to that, Hashem, if he has more time, a little bit later. But let's continue now. What does this have to do with us? As follows, eighth line. How do you know that all of these rules only apply to an avera that you are chayiv kares or chatas for? Minani mili. The Tana Rabbanan v'nod ha chatas asher chatu aleha. That's the pasuk by Paralam Davar Shel Sibur. They realize the sin. They realize it was their mistake. So it says the word aleha there by Paralam Davar Shel Sibur. That's going to be the source. Rebbe Omer. Nemar Khan 11. Emar Lahalan aleha. It says aleha here by Paralam Davar. And it says aleha by Achos Isha, right? By our context of Yibum, right? The original place where this came up, back on Dav Gimel Amid Beis. Remember, it said Aleha. Yavama Yavo Aleha. We use that in the context to teach me to compare it to Isha El Achosa. Lotzira Lotzara Legalos Ervasa Aleha Bechayeha. That's the Aleha. So back to our Gemara. So Mala Halan, just like over there, Achos Isha. Davar Shachayavan Alzona Karitha Shigasa Chatas. Afkon. Afkan Kudavar Shakayev and Otana Karza Shagosa Chatas. So to hear by Parhelm Davar Shal Sibur. Ashkechon Sibur, Mashiach Minalan. How do I know it applies to, Kohen Gadol also? Dechsiv be Mashiach La Ashmas Ha'am. Hari Mashiach Ketsibur. So that phrase is his Ashama, but also have the word Am there. So we compare it to the Am, to the Parhelm Davar Shal Sibur. Yachid Vinasi Asya. Mitzvos. You compare the Gzeira Shava there. V'lo ba'avodas kochavim, ela al davar shechayav, and ozun akar v'shagos achatas, sibur ba'avodas kochavim, how do you know that? Right, quote of the Bryce, how do you know the Avodah Zara ones? So yalef me ene, Gzeira Shava from ene, Avodah Zara has ene, and previously, also, Parhelm davar shal sibur had ene, me ene ha'eda, and yachid, nasi, umashiach, May ve'im nefesh achas. Right, that is quoted in Shlach by this parsha, and we say nefesh achas, echad yachad, ve'echad nasi, ve'echad mashiach b'mashma. All are included in that word nefesh, any soul, and it starts off vi'im, vav mosiv, alinian rishon, v'yom ha'tachton min ha'elyon. We compare tzibur to yachid, they're all comparable, and therefore we have a source for all of these types of karbanos chatos, that one only brings these karbanos if one violates an aveira of kares b'mezid and chatos b'shogeg. Ask the Ritva here, how can you learn the last line? The last line, how do you know the case of Avodah Zarah Tzibur? Because you learn it from parallel Avodah Zarah Tzibur. Isn't that like a double limud? Lamed min halamed? Because the first step, parallel Avodah Zarah Tzibur itself was learned that from Aleha. So isn't this all, you know, a double limud? And le'en dover, and lamed min halamed? That's the language of the Ritva. Says the Ritva, what does that mean? In the context of Kachim, Ein lamed va ulalamed, says the Ritva. Ukahai gavna lo chashav lamed mehalamed. One line of the Ritva. That's all he says. Don't consider this lamed min halamed. We know there are different rules of drush, of darshaning in Kachim. And this is Kachim, this is Karbanos Chatos. So why, how here are you allowed to learn a two-step limud? You learn from Achos Isha to Paralam Davar Shal Tzibur, then Paralam Davar Shal Tzibur to Avodah Zarah Karbanos. So how are you allowed to do that? So all the Achronim try to figure out what the Ritva means. Here, it's not a problem here. That's all the Ritva says. So what does that mean? So some say it means, well, Avodah Zarah is not Dafka Kachim. It's the Avera of Avodah Zarah. So you're right. The context, the application is which Karban you have to bring. But it could be the context itself is not a Kachim context. Could be. That's one. And as long as one of the limudim, the source one, the one that you're trying to get to, is not kachim, if it's kachim to kachim and then kachim to hedyot, maybe it's not called lamim min alamid. So here the context is of Avodah Zarah, right? It's not dafka karbanos, and that's why it's not called lamim min alamid. Number one. Number two, others suggest maybe in the big footnotes here of the Ritva, they talk about the acronym here, maybe it only applies where there are two ribuyim that you are trying to learn from. But if one is a miut, here we're trying to be mamai, to exclude only this Aveira, then the whole thing, you know, doesn't get off the ground. That's okay. You're allowed to have Lamim and Alame when you're talking about exclusions and not inclusions. Okay, that is all Rebbe. How Rebbe knows, right, how do we get into this? What does Rebbe do with Aleha? He used it for all of these sources. But once all of these are here, okay, so how do the Rabbanan know all these sources? They can't use Aleha, they use Aleha for Yibam. So, V'Rabbanan Hai Svar Minalahu, Nafkuli, they know from the following. Midamakri Le Rabbi Yeshua Lebrei, Rabbi Yeshua told his son, Torah Achas Yelachem Oseh Bishkaka, this is in Shlach, there is one rule for all those who act Bishkaka, Shogeg, and the next Pasik, Vanefesh, Tasab Yad Rama. The next pasuk, anybody who acts with Yad Ramah against Hashem, with an outstretched hand, right, acts brazenly, that's Avodah Zarah, Huksha Kala Torah Kula, Avodah Kochavim. So the entire Torah, with the previous pasuk of Torah Achas, is compared to Avodah Zarah, Ma Avodah Kochavim, Davar Shechayav, and Ozonokoris, Vashigas Ochatas, Av Kol Davar Shechayav, and Ozonokoris, Vashigas Ochatas. So you learn it from the pasuk in Shlach. Ashkechan, Yachid, Vinasi, Umashiach, Bein Ba'avodas Kochavim, Bein B'shar Mitzvahs. All of these, in Shlach, you can learn all Averos, because it says, right, it says, Torah Achas, Lo'oseh B'shkaga, and you can learn to all the individuals. Tzibur Ba'avodas Kochavim Minayim. How do I know Tzibur? Amarkra, Vi'im Nefesh. As we had, Vi'im is connecting the vav to the previous parsha. V'yamod Elyon Mitachton. You learn Elyon from Tachton, the previous parsha from this parsha, Tzibur from Yachid. Ela Tzibur v'shar mitzvahs minalan. How do I know Tzibur outside of Avodah Zarah? Yalof me'enei enei. Okay, so we have the limudim. Period. So now we're like, okay, so what does Rebbe do with these psukim? We're almost done with the sugya. But now we could be going back and forth. How does each one know this halacha? And what does each one do with the other one's pasuk? So for Rebbe, hai Torah achas my avilei, mi boile l'kidatanya. What does he use Torah achas, which compares all mitzvos to Avodah Zarah? That's what we had earlier. What does he use it for? The following brisa, l'kidatanya. L'fisha matzinu, shechilek akasav ben yachidin l'merubim. Well, once we find that there is one area of halacha by Avodah Zarah, that there's a difference between Yachid and Tzibur, Yechidim B'Skila. A Yachid gets Skila for Avodah Zarah. Lefichach Mamon on Palat. If a Yachid is Avodah Zarah, nothing happens to his property. His property goes to his kids. That's by a regular Ovid, a Yachid that's Ovid Avodah Zarah. Merubin, which here means ir hanidachas. If you have many people in a city that do that commit the crime of avodah zara, they are b'sayif. They're put to death by sayif, which is a more lenient misa lafichach l'mon an avad. Because they have a more lenient misa, the gemara here is connecting two dinim da'oraisa to each other. We know the halacha is that bayir nidachas the chayiv sayif. We know the halacha is that their all the property has to be burned. It has to be burned in the town street. So the Gemara here is connecting the two. Because there's a more Mako Misa, therefore their Mammon is lost. So that's a Din D'Oraisa. What happens to them and what happens to their property? What happens if Yochol Nachlok Bekarbonosei, and what if these ever happen B'Shogeg? What happens if an entire city, Irani Dachas, violates Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg? So what carbon do they bring? So you might think, just like they're different in all these other halachas, you might think that they have to bring a different carbon also. Tamalomar Torah Chas Yalachem. That's this pasuk. To tell me that there's no difference between a yachid and a tzibur regarding the carbon that they would have to bring for shogeg avodah zara. That's what Rebbe uses this for. Remember that Irani Dachas is one of the three concepts that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Aleph possibly never happened. At least according to one opinion. Roshi of Yonasan argued, Irani Dachas, Ben Sora Mora, and Bayis HaMenuga. So it could be that Irani Dachas never happened. There are so many details and limits of what has to happen by Irani Dachas, right? If there's any Torah, if there's a mezuzah in the town, you don't make it near Irani Dachas. Any Kisvi HaKodesh, many different difficult rules to fulfill. But either way, that's what the Gemara here says. According to Rebbe, he would use it to teach me that it'll all be the same carbon. So Maskel Rav Chilkiya Me'agronya. Rav Chilkiya says, one second. Time of the Chazav Rachmana Torah Achas Yelachem. You need this pasuk because to teach me you bring the same carbon for avodah zara bishogeg yachid and sibur halav hachi. If you wouldn't have this pasuk hava amina nechalek, you might say that there's a difference between the carbon that a yachid is supposed to bring, which it says in the Torah, and a carbon that the sibur has to bring. One second, my laisu, what would you bring? Which carbon would you bring? We say, oh, you would have said a different carbon than the yachid if you didn't have the pasuk. Which carbon would you have brought? Lysupar, would you? Well, you bring a cow. Tzibur b'shai mitzvahs of the maisu. No, that's what the tzibur brings by other mitzvos. Kispa, you bring a kispa. It's a yachid b'shai mitzvahs of the maisi. That's what a yachid brings. Seir, nasi b'shai mitzvahs of the maisi. Every carbon is brought by, in a different context, par la'ola v'si'ir l'chatas tzibur b'avodas gochavim with the maisi. That's what a tzibur brings by avodah zara. A tzibur b'avodas gochavim with the maisi. The ela maisi'ira yachinami haino karbano. Why maisi'ir? We bring a sa'ir, so yachin also. So question mark. So what carbon? What possibility would be left? If most of a city, right, we're not talking about the old Seber, by Parham Lavershal Seber, that we know. But if most of a city, Rashi's, again, read Rashi Beferish, in Yochel Nachalik Mekarbon Oseim, Im Avdu B'nei Ir Achas, Avodas Kochavim B'Shogeg, Yiu Chalukim B'Karbonam, Sholo Yavi Kol Echad Karbonos Seir Ki Yachid. They wouldn't be treated like a Yachid, right? So what's that? You would say they would bring another one, a different carbon. But which one? Says the Ritva, well, why can't they overlap with some other animal that a different person is bringing? Why can't they overlap? So the Ritva says, why? V'lekelamemer delaisu sharminim. I'm sorry, that's the next line. He says, v'yesh lomar kashali. Start with the question. To'anan lo amrinan elas shahayu chalukim b'shigas avodazara meyichidim. Maybe they bring the same carbon. V'yesh lomar divikom alkom zil basar taima. Kivan da'ata ba'lechalko b'karbanon kimo ba'onsham k'shem mizidim. Just like in every other area, we're saying there's a unique, different carbon, and we're saying here, by mazid, they are different in terms of what happens to them, and in terms of what happens to their property. So mistama, something unique, that's a unique halacha, something would be unique regarding their carbon too. Chaluki mikol shar mi'emisos, kacha din cholik shiyu chaluka b'karbonam, mikol chayvi chatos. And then the Ritva says, maybe it's something that's not even written in the Torah by any other carbon. Right? Maybe you'll bring, I don't know, six of these, or four of those. So said the Ritva, we can't make up our own kapara rules, mechanisms. You gotta find something else in the Torah that works somewhere. The eight lekalamemer delaisu sharminim. Shein lanu baze alamine behema shabira kasav lechapara alavon kazeh. Right, you can only bring some of these. So, You wouldn't need this pasuk anyway, says Rav Chilkia Mehagronia. So the Gemara answer is no. Itzrich zalkadai dechamina hol v'tzibur v'hora maisu parla ola v'sir lachatas inunami nesu ifcha. You might say, you know, they bring that chilak, so maybe they would go the opposite. Just like a tzibur v'hora, by problem of a tzibur brings a par and a sa'ir, maybe they would have the opposite. I mean, it's also tzibur, and therefore would apply to the Irani Dachas, so they would bring the opposite. Inami, tsarach v'in latakana, or maybe they would have to bring something, but we wouldn't know what they could bring, and therefore they wouldn't get a full kapara. Kamash malan, that is why, you need the pasuk to tell me which carbon they bring. Torah achas yelachem, they bring the same carbon. Period. Adkan, the seven blot sugya that we had from Dav Gimel. Right, starting with the Marmakomos, for the limud in our Mishnah. With a sidetrack of Atzi Dogalosa say, and Ach Dogalosa say, Shish Bakares, Atkan, right, Hadron Alach, that Sugya, and now we get back to our Mishnah. We get back to our Mishnah in Mesechus Yavamas, right here. Omar Le Levi. Get back to our Mishnah, of the, remember, what's the context of our Mishnah? We kind of like lose track. Our Mishnah told us that there are 15 women, 15 out of the 21 Arayos, the other 6 Arayos will come up on Daf Yud Gimel, but 15 Arayos that could be married to Shimon, Reuben and Shimon are brothers, married to Shimon, and when Shimon dies, they fall, Shimon's wife, this one, that is one of the Arayos, and other wives fall to Reuben. Reuben is not only Usser, to the Erva, based on a pasuk that we just spoke about, the last 6 blot, but also the Tzaras or Aser, and the Tzaras or Aser, as we described. Those 15 women. Good. Says the Gemara now. Amar le Levi l'Rebbe. My Arya the Tani Tezvav, Listi Tezayin. Why does the Mishnah say 15? There should be a 16th. You miss one. Who's talking here? Levi to Rebbe. Really? Levi says, Rebbe, you miss, right? It doesn't say Tanisa. It doesn't say you missed one. It just says Tani. The Mishnah missed one. It says the Maritzchayas, put this on the list of my 20 Rayas throughout Shas. That the Mishnayas were really Misudar before Rebbe. Rebbe was the one who really put them all together and gave the final seal. And it might not have even be written in Rebbe's time. He did the final organization. That's what Machlokas Rashi Rambam, as quoted as Machlokas Rashi Rambam, was did Rebbe write it, or did he just like organize it? And he gets the credit for it because it was fully organized. But certain Mishnayos were earlier. We had that from the Tiferes Yisrael and Arachin, who explained why Chisuri Mechzer's weren't changed. Because they used to sing the Mishnayos, and it was a way for them to remember it. They want to change it. But again, there too, the Mishnayos were at least certain of the Mishnayos were formulated even earlier. So here Levi. Levi's asking Rebbe. Right? There should have been 50. It doesn't say you. It's from earlier. There should have been 60, not 15. It's a diak nifla of the Maritz Chais. So it should be 16. So Amale, Rebbe answers him with a very sharp line. Kimidume li she'in lo moach bekarkado. I think you left your brain at home today. That's a really strong lashon. What does that mean? Right? Kimidume li she'in lo moach bekarkado. So whenever a line like this is quoted, so everybody always quotes the Chavos Yar. The Chavos Yar, Rabbi Yar Bakrak, in Teshuva goes through all the very sharp Lashonos in Shas. It doesn't really mean, oh, he must have been sleeping when he said this, right? That's Kinaim Meshachiv Amar, Rav Amar L'Hashmaitza. That's what it says. He must have been sleeping in Shir. But here the Chavos Yar discusses our Gemara there in Kufnun Beis, in the Teshuva. And he says, well, here maybe it meant that they were very close. Right, Levi was a Talmud of Rebbe, and they were very close. And Rebbe, interestingly, based on the reaction of the Rebbe, the Talmidim were taught whether it was a good question or not. So he didn't really mean this, but he was telling them that they should have analyzed this Mishnah a little deeper before coming to a conclusion of asking that question. And it was a very forceful answer. But Chas v'Shalom, that he really insulted him, even though it sounds that way. My daitev, after all, what are you thinking? What's number 16? What should be in the Mishnah? Imo anusas aviv? Right, the imo anusas aviv, if Reuven's mother was raped by his father, imo anusas aviv, and his mother, eventually, this woman married his brother. Let's say they had a different mother. Right? Shimon came from a different mother. So therefore, Shimon could end up marrying this woman who, right, gave birth to Reuven. Right? They have the same father, but a different mother. So even as of it, so that's not in the Mishnah. And that's an Erva, and could create Tzaras. Iman, who says, oh, they plucked their beautiful rabbanani. But what's that? That's a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda, remember we had earlier? Lo yigala adam knaf aviv, and Rabbi Yehuda says that's referring to anusas aviv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that is one of the arayos, but according to Rabbanan is not. It's not one of the arayos. So it's a machlokes. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, this would not, it's one of the arayos, and it would not be able to, be in the Mishnah, right? Rashi says here, Kidamrina Lael, right? We had it earlier. Rabbi Yehuda asers anusas aviv. According to Yehuda, lo mishkachas lo emnofelas lifnei benalibim. Right? It wouldn't work. Right? Only the Rabbana would have the possibility of it. And that is why it's not in the Mishnah, but plukta lo kamairi. The Mishnah is only giving cases that everybody agrees to. Mishnah is not giving cases of machlokos, whether this is one of the arayos or not. So that's why Rebbe says you should have researched this Mishnah a little bit more. Says the Gemara, below, really? These Mishnayos are only referring to cases of non-machlokas. Vari Yisr Mitzvah Yisr Kedusha. Depligi Rebbe Kiva Rabbanan Viktani. Look later on in the next parak, we have a machlokas Rebbe Kiva and the Rabbanan. Rebbe Kiva says, we're going to have the Mishnah later on in Daf Mem Tes. Rebbe Kiva treats many Chayvi Lavin. Chayvi Lavin are also considered Arayas. Chayvi Lavin, Rebbe Kiva holds there's Mamzer Me Chayvi Lavin. It's a big chiddush. Mamzer mechayv ilavin. Somebody is with any. I know. Right, well, we'll talk about the kahuna, but mamzer mechayv ilavin. So once he says there's mamzeris from chayv ilavin, we paskin that there's only mamzeris from a lav sheishbo kares or worse. But Rabbi Kiva says there's mamzeris from chayv ilavin. So Rabbi, that Mishnah, Isser mitzvah and Isser kedusha. I'm sorry, I didn't even say what that is. Isser mitzvah are chayv isurei drabanan. And Isser Kedusha are Chayvei Lavin. Well, how do those words mean that? So we'll have to see later on. But that's a Machlokas Tanoim. Rabbi Akiva says, Chayvei Lavin are Arayos. Tosva says, it's a Chiddush, then our Gemara then takes the next jump. And not only are Chayvei Lavin create Mamzeris, and therefore it's Arayos, but that also would create that there is no Zika created. You didn't have to make that jump. Maybe Rabbi Akiva holds that Chayvei Lavin create Mamzerus, but who says that's so strong that it wouldn't even allow a Zika even to be created? Tosfos just says, Sarach Ian, why you have to make that jump. The Ramban here says, no, it goes together. If there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by Chayvei Lavin, because they create Mamzerus is always a reflection of no Tfisas Kiddushin. So if there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, so if you try to get married, it wouldn't work. It must be the Torah doesn't even create the Zika. Right, so that's how the Ramban. Tosa just says, wow, it's a chiddush. Why do you have to say that? The Ramban explains. But that's also a machlokas. Viktani, and that's in the Mishnah. But Pirkin Karminan. We're talking about within our parak. There's no case of machlokas. What do you mean? Our whole Mishnah is a machlokas. We're going to have later on David Gimel, that this whole issue of tsaris erva is only Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai doesn't hold of the whole concept. So the whole Mishnah is a machlokas. So Beis Shammai, B'makam Beis Hillel, in a Mishnah. No. Beis Shammai is not called a machlokas. It's a huge topic. We don't have time to go into it now. We discussed it in brachas and elsewhere. Every shita dechuya still exists as a shita dechuya, except Beis Shammai. Pasha is because the Basco went against Beis Shammai. Erev and Dafid Gimel, the Basco said we pass like Beis Hillel, meaning to learn about shita Beis Shammai, it's not Bittul Torah. Right, you're allowed to learn about Shitas Beis Shammai, and there are many dafim and shas about Shitas Beis Shammai. That's fine. But in terms of being a shita that we have to contend with Lamaisa, it does not exist. And therefore, even though our Mishnah has cases against Beis Shammai, it's as if it doesn't exist. Fine. Next, Vahare Eishas Achiv Shalohaya Balama. What about number 15? Eishas Achiv Shalohaya Balama. Remember, that's the non-contemporary brother. Reuben and Shimon. Reuben and Shimon are brothers. Shimon dies. And therefore he leaves his wives. And let's say Reuven does Yibum. And then Levi is born. Levi is born. And then Reuven dies. One second. Reuven has some women that fell to the brothers, Eishes Achiv, before Levi was born. That's Eishes Ach, Shelo B'makam Yibum. That was the number 15 in the Mishnah. So Levi is usher to marry all the women's wives of Reuven. So what about that one? What do you mean? The plegi, Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan. That's also a machlokas, Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan. We're going to have in the next parak, Reb Shimon is going to tell him, he doesn't hold of that whole concept of Eishes Achiv Shalohaya Balama. Viktanian, that's in the Mishnah. Right? So, again, this is all going back to, and therefore, Anusas Aviv should be in the Mishnah. Answer, no. But Nola, L'Basof Yivim, L'Palag Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon does not argue in a case where, let's take that case again. Reuven and Shimon. Shimon dies.
Reuven does Yibum, and then Levi is born. That's a case where Shimon says it is mutter. But what about this case? What about if Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Shimon dies, and then Levi is born before Reuven does Yibum? In that case, Shimon would agree it's Aser. So, he agrees. He agrees it's Aser. Rav Oshia says, what do you mean? Rav Shimon argues even in that case. No, he tells Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia was knocked out there. So therefore, at least in one case of Eishes Achiv, Shalohayu Balamo, Rav Shimon agrees. That's why he could be in our Mishnah. Here we go. V'yamar Rav Yehuda Amar Rava Chayin Tani Rabbi Chiya. One second. Rabbi Chiya says, Bekulon Ani Karei Bohen. Rabbi Chiya says, I have the following Mishnah. What's the following there's a Mishnah, the first Mishnah and the third parak that we have to understand this next line. The Mishnah tells us, let's say there are four brothers. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. The first two brothers are married to sisters. Two brothers can be married to two sisters. That's fine. What happens if Reuven dies? And Shimon dies. And now they both die without children, so their two wives fall to Levi and Yehuda to do Yibam. Says the Gemara, each one has to do chalitza and not yibam. Why? Because each one on a drabana level is usher to the other one. Why? There's a concept called achos zikukaso. Achos issue was an isadaraisa. Achos zikukaso. Each one of these women, they're coming from different husbands, Reuven and Shimon. But each one is a sister of the other one. So on a drabana level, they're all usher. That's achos zikukaso. Step one in the Mishnah. What happens if one of these women is an Isser Erva to the third brother? Is an Isser Erva to the third brother? So then the Mishnah says that brother could do Yibam to the other woman because that one is a total Erva, so there's no Zika of that first woman, so the other one is Mutter to that because they're not coming from the same husband, which would be at Sarah. No, it's two different brothers. So each one, if one of them is an Erva to the other one, so then we say their Yibam is Mutter to the other wife. Step three of that Mishnah, and then we'll get to the last point for today. Step three of that Mishnah is, what if each of them are an Isser Erva to one of them? Meaning Reuven and Shimon are these two wives. Then we have Levi and Yehuda. One of them is Levi's daughter, and one of them is Yehuda's daughter. So each one is Aser to one of them, and Mutter to the other one. That's the line of the Mishnah, there in the third parak. Says Rabbi Chiya, that last line of the Mishnah could apply to every case in our Mishnah. You could figure out a case of Bito and Chamoso and all these cases. You could figure out a case where it would be Aser to brother 3 and 4 and Mutter to the one of the brothers and Mutter to the other one. Bekulon ani karei bahen. In all the cases of our Mishnah, I could apply that last line of the Mishnah there on Daf Chavches. Ha'asura lazeh muteres lazeh, v'azura zeh muteres lazeh. I could apply that line. V'achosa she'yevim tocho lezeh l'masya bemes. And the sister, they're both sisters, and they have the other Isser Arayos. Each one has to do chalitza or yibum, either one. So that is Rabbi Chiya's line, that Mishnah could apply to every case. This whole long Rashi here goes through how it could work out. How it could work out that brother 3 and 4 could have an Isser Erva to one of those 15 women, and how they could be sisters. Remember that they're both sisters, Reuven and Shimon's wives are sisters, and they're also an Erva to the third brother, or to the fourth brother. But only to one of them. So it's usher to one of them and mutter to the other one. That's this whole long Rashi, how it works out to every case. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue, B'ez Hashem, with why we're bringing this all in. This whole Gemara is going to prove to us that Rabbi Shimon is Eishes Achiv Shel Bei Lamo. It is a case of Machlokes in our Mishnah. And then we'll get back to the original problem that Levi had, that he had asked Rabbi. So B'ez Hashem, we'll continue with that tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.